Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Lord Mayoral candidates have revealed their plans to help limit congestion in the city, though none have addressed the planned Indooroopilly Bridge project that was denied funding by the state government. Mayor Schrinner has a $640 million road expansion plan across the inner city, Milton and Ipswich Road. Labor's Tracy Price would set up a congestion task force to prioritise key transport projects. The body of a 20-year-old international tourist has been recovered from Crystal Cascades one day after his disappearance from the popular Cairns swimming spot. Police divers recovered his body late Monday afternoon after he failed to resurface diving from a waterfall on Sunday. The man's death marks the third within the past year at the Cascades. In national news, seven people are missing in rural Western Australia following extreme flooding. Aircraft were unable to search yesterday as it was too dangerous in the weather. Three elderly people and children are among those missing. The heavy rainfall persists today with continued flash flooding warnings.
This morning, the Prime Minister, Chief Minister and Education Minister of Northern Territory signed a statement of intent where the federal government has agreed to double the Commonwealth's funding for public schools in the Northern Territory, making it one step closer to fully funding all public schools. This statement outlines that a $1 billion investment will be made to see all public schools in the Northern Territory reach their goal of 100% of the schooling resource standard by 2029, which is actually two decades earlier than it would have been without this agreement. In international news, Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry stated that he plans to step down once a transitional council has been established, after he was threatened by a powerful gang leader who warned of a civil war if he didn't step down from the minister role. The country is now overrun by gangs and revolts from the citizens, and the international and Caribbean community proposed this transitional government, but it is unlikely this will progress before the individual gangs pursue their own goal of establishing a troika, a governing body over Haiti, over three members picked by them. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and warm. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an unexpected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11.8, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.